We're in the midst of a legislative session here in Connecticut, and there's a lot that lawmakers are focused on. But we have to talk about protections for children in our state. Are we doing a good enough job overseeing, taking care of, and protecting our kids? And there are questions about if DCF is certainly, we know, is understaffed, but if they're effectively doing the best that they can to protect our kids. There are, of course, questions after recent reports of the Mimi Torres Garcia case in New Britain and the alleged captivity case in Waterbury, if homeschooling needs to be looked at again. So these conversations are popping up again during this session, and understandably so. However, this report, I do think, could be a turning point. I think this could be a turning point where lawmakers agree that we need to look at this agency in particular. We have to look at DCF. We're talking about the Mimi case out of New Britain, again, a little girl whose body was found in the fall of 2025, but it was reported by police that she had actually died tragically a year earlier in a separate town, by the way. So there's a new report talking about a former DCF worker who apparently violated protocol in this case. And we also learned that a 22-year-old testified saying that she, in fact, did pose as Mimi in a DCF video call, which I had already said in this case in particular screamed the need to really look at how DCF is functioning. But to learn that a former DCF worker violated protocol, I don't know how anyone can ignore that we need to do a better job prioritizing this agency, making this agency really break down what it needs to have better systems and to improve it, because it needs improvement, clearly. Joining us back on the show is State Senator Jason Perillo. He is the ranking member for the Committee on Children. I know it's something he has been very focused on, is looking at DCF. And Senator Perillo, welcome back. What were your initial thoughts when you learned about this former DCF worker?
Well, first of all, good morning. To your question about my first thoughts, you know, sadly, you know, honestly, I wasn't surprised. You know, we knew that the remote interview had happened that was reported early on. We all sort of suspected that that was outside of normal protocol and shouldn't have happened. You know, we know now that that is indeed the case. So what does that mean to this work that the legislature is doing to improve the agency? It simply means that, you know, our instincts were correct. There is room to make change, and that we need to work with the agency to do that. You know, nobody goes to DCF to work there to do a bad job or an incomplete job or to break protocol. They go there to keep kids safe. So we need to work with the agency, as the Senate and the House of Representatives. We need to work with the agency to ensure that they have the tools they need from a statutory perspective. They have the tools they need from a budgetary perspective, you know, and that has got to be the focus. The agency clearly needs improvement and change. You know, there's been leadership change there, and that's a good thing. So now we have to just make sure that they have the tools that they need.
So I have to give credit where credit is due. This emerged from NBC Connecticut. Investigators spoke exclusively with a retired longtime DCF employee who told them that the agency's reliance on a video call violated decades of internal practice and that state law may need to be updated to prevent such lapses. Senator Perillo, I know you and I specifically on this show talked about this incident where someone video chatted a person who they believed was Mimi at the time. Obviously, we know was not. But that, to me, is such elementary, I would think, change that I don't even know why you have to debate it. To me, even if they live out of state, I feel like that is such an easy fix. We know that every state in the United States has some sort of a DCF agency. Why we don't have a better protocol or something in place, it just should never happen virtually, ever. I mean, ever, full stop.
Yeah, and look, I think everybody agrees with that, and I would be absolutely shocked if changes related to that don't happen in this legislative session. I'll be honest, I don't love passing laws to tell agencies how to do their job. I actually think, you know, that's really not the role of the legislature. That said, if indeed we as a legislature need to do that, to actually pass a law to say that you cannot perform these remote interviews via Zoom or Teams or whatever platform you're using. If we have to pass that law, we can do it. Because to your point, there are other mechanisms by which we can have these interviews in person. You know, if our own DCF workers can't get out to another state, we ought to be able to have relationships with the, you know, Child Protective Services and DCF in other states so that they can help us with that work.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like this is a problem that cannot be solved.
Well, like, doesn't state police do that? You know what I mean, Senator Perillo? Like, if we have a manhunt going on, it's not like Connecticut State Police are flying out to California. They're probably contacting the state police in California. And there's a trust there, and there's a network there. And I don't know how we don't have that for DCF.
Well, and honestly, nor do I. And, you know, we've been having this conversation now, you know, for almost a year, Melissa. And, you know, one of the things that, you know, I and others, you know, not just me, but others have asked for from the start from DCF is a full report on what went wrong. And this even goes back to Waterbury and that terrible situation that happened there almost a year ago. But we really still haven't gotten that in writing from DCF. And like I said, we've got new leadership there. You know, I have a lot of faith in the new commissioner. You know, she is taking this very seriously. She has an opportunity to do some really great things. And, you know, of course, I and other senators and House members want to work with her to do that. You know, we're all in this together. So, you know, the challenge now is ours. And like I said, I don't love passing laws to do this, but if that's what we have to do, then that is indeed what we will do.
So we've got State Senator Jason Perillo here, who, again, is the ranking member for the Committee on Children and has been really focused on looking at certainly DCF. And I like how you said that, Senator Perillo, that it's, you know, it's not a matter always of just passing more laws, but, you know, help us help you kind of a thing. You know, break down what is and isn't working or what has come up short for DCF, which, by the way, is an agency that is so essential and that we rely on and that has such dedicated workers. And by the way, those workers are doing things that the average person could not even, I don't think you could be paid enough to do what they do. That being said, there are obviously, I think, gaps in the way that they're doing things. I mean, just this example alone is only one example in one case. But we've seen far too many times in Connecticut that kids kind of slip through the cracks and DCF really doesn't get, I'm not going to say scrutinized because I'm sure that they do. But you don't see from a lawmaker's perspective, hey, we're trying to help you here. But it's very hard for us to help you if you're kind of a closed book.
Yeah, you know, here's actually kind of what happens. Just sort of give you a peek behind the curtain. You know, when you serve in the legislature and you get on a specific committee, you know, in this case, like the Children's Committee. And again, I had never served on the Children's Committee until about a year ago, so this was all brand new to me. But when you serve on a committee, you tend to become pretty familiar and friendly with the agencies that report to that committee. So in this case, you know, do Children's Committee legislators become pretty familiar and friendly with, you know, DCF leadership? They kind of do. So it can be difficult to, you know, scrutinize an agency really, really carefully the way that agency needs to be scrutinized. Now, you know, just by happenstance, you know, I had never served on the committee before. I didn't have these deep relationships with the commissioner of DCF. So, you know, when you come in with a fresh set of eyes, you say, well, wait a second, maybe we need to be a little bit tough here. And I think, you know, I've observed legislative leadership, you know, not just on the Children's Committee, but in other places, you know, now finally taking a tougher stance and wanting to do the right thing. And, you know, and that's a good thing. That's what it ought to be. You know, we have to remember that, you know, we don't represent the agencies. We represent, you know, the folks who live in our communities. And it's important that all legislators keep that in the back of their minds. And the vast majority do. Don't get me wrong. This is a legislature full of very, very good people, mm-hmm. whether I agree with them or not on policy. But that really needs to be the focus. And it would be a tragedy. It has already been. But it would even be worse if we didn't take this opportunity to fix the agency, to take this issue seriously and do the things that need to be done to give DCF employees the tools that they need to keep kids safe. That's our opportunity. It would be a shame if we missed that opportunity.
I agree. Well, and I think, you know, to just clarify that the DCF social worker on this case who did testify, she said she was not required by regulation to physically see this little girl before closing out the investigation. So, again, I don't want it to sound like the onus falls on the DCF worker here, because she was following what she was told was not required to do. She didn't need to see her in person. That to me is just an agency failure. And if it's not being taken seriously by DCF, then somebody else has to take it seriously. And I agree with you. Does it mean passing laws? Maybe not necessarily, but it also isn't ignoring an agency blatantly failing and cutting corners, quite frankly.
Absolutely. And like I said, you know, now is the time. It's on everybody's minds. It's important in the public's eyes. And, you know, you'd hate to miss the opportunity to do the right thing here when it comes to making changes within DCF. And to your point, and you and I have both said this from the start, this is not about DCF employees. You know, their job is tremendously difficult. You know, they've got to be right all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really hard. So if they need more people, if they need more training, if they need more education, if they need policy changes and procedure changes, then we can help them with that. That is our job, is to help the employees at DCF do their jobs effectively and keep kids safe. That's our challenge, and it's up to us.
Senator Perillo, I really appreciate having these conversations. I know they're difficult ones, but I appreciate having them here on WICC. I know we'll be talking all throughout the legislative session and beyond. Thank you so much.